Wolves of New Rome by James Wilde.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Dedication to Elizabeth, Betsy, Joseph and Eve. Prologue. Palace of Bucolion, Constantinople, the 28th of May, 1072. Death waits in silence. When he took the axe oath in the ringing chamber deep beneath the house of Hormisdas, that had been the first thing Wulfran was told. Death waits. Everywhere. More than honour, more than duty, it was the lesson he had been supposed to take away from that rite. Never rest, be always vigilant. Death waits for all. Now, cocking his head, he listened. Silence. As he stood in the shadows at the back of the vast, sunlit hall, Wulfran felt his heart slow, his breath still. From under heavy lids, he looked up into the golden glow that suffused the chamber. The air here was fragrant. The perfume of the pink mullein flowers tumbling down the white walls of the palace drifted into the hall on the warm breeze. Through the great window, light twinkled across the swell of the Marmara Sea. Soon.